This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark, committed to providing excellent customer experiences and leading-edge products and services to its farmer-owned member cooperatives and retailers. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the National FFA Convention is always a celebration of youth, leadership, and ag's bright future. But this year's event offered a special full-circle moment for one of the nation's top ag leaders. U.S. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins returned to the same FFA stage she once stood on as a student, sharing a deeply personal message before turning her attention to serious threats facing livestock producers. We'll hear from the secretary next.
Growmark has been committed to delivering the products you need from people you trust since 1927. As an agricultural cooperative serving almost 400,000 customers across North America, Growmark provides agronomy, energy, facility engineering, and construction, along with logistics products and services, coupled with grain marketing and risk management opportunities. Whether you are a member of the Growmark system or a wholesale customer, you can count on Growmark to provide an exceptional experience with each and every transaction. Visit Growmark.
Secretary Rollins spoke about her small town roots and the people who helped bring her path forward in agriculture. For her, guidance began with the influence of an FFA advisor who believed in her potential and encouraged her to chase opportunities she never thought possible. Years later, that same person was in the audience to witness the student he once mentored, now serving as the nation's Secretary of Agriculture.
As a kid from a small town that grew up with a single mom and didn't really know what my path was going to be, to come through the FFA program, my ag teacher is here. I didn't even know he was going to be here, so I'm a little weepy right now, but Gary Rosenbush, my ag teacher, is over leaning against the wall. Oh my goodness. Forgive me to the press for being a little less businesslike than I probably should be.
It was Rollins' first FFA convention appearance since her own days in the Blue Jacket, and she says the experience reminded her of how powerful FFA's influence can be.
35 years later, to be here with those tens of thousands of future farmers and future leaders that were there, with all the amazing ag teachers, the life-changing work that those ag teachers do, to stand on the stage as the 33rd Secretary of Agriculture, something that was never part of my plan, I couldn't be more grateful for this opportunity.
Following her remarks, Rollins spoke with reporters about a growing concern that could have devastating consequences for the livestock industry, the reemergence of the New World screwworm, and where we're at right now.
So I think it's no surprise to everyone in the audience that we are facing a potential crisis with our animal livestock industry with the screwworm. But the screwworm, after devastating the American livestock industry in the 1950s and 1960s, took more than a decade to get back out in front of it. We thought it had been eradicated, had moved all the way back down into South America, and has slowly been creeping up.
Rollins also used her time with reporters to update the ongoing effort to stop the spread of the screwworm. She said that the situation remains serious, but that new facilities, border actions, and continued coordination with Mexico are helping strengthen the response.
Just a few weeks ago, we had one that was identified 70 miles from the Texas border. So we obviously take this incredibly seriously. We released a 5-point plan. I've been down to the border now, announcing a new sterile fly facility. So we will continue the conversations. We are not there yet. Obviously, Mexico, there's about 250,000 head of cattle waiting to move over. But I am not convinced yet that we have this under control.
From the FFA stage to the secretary's office, Rollins' story came full circle. Her message to the students was one of gratitude and perseverance, while her focus remains on protecting the livestock industry and supporting the farmers who make American agriculture strong, especially in a time when they're not exactly sure where their certainty is going to come from. For this story and more, log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. There you can sign up for our free daily e-newsletter and much more. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.